a variance from the rear yard setback requirements for an existing structure, sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of 9-foot Road. 911 address is 26795 9-foot Road, Dagsborough. Zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax map number is District 233, Map 15, Parcel 211. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 15.4-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing structure. We have zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and zero mail returns.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in. And if you would, press the... There you go.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Fabrea McCray, address 26795 9-foot Road, Dagsborough, Delaware, 19939.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am not Michael King. I think I look a little bit better than he does. my name is, again, Fabrea McCray. I brought this property January 10th, 2025. The first variance, as you shared in the beginning, was when there was snow on the ground and it was nice and cold, but at least today it's a little bit warmer, so we're off to a good start. I am here to get approval of the variance on the back of the garage. It was a variance on the garage from my understanding previously. From my understanding, Mr. King brought this property and he had no trouble with it. When I went to go buy the property, it was brought back up that there was a variance on it, and he filled out another application for the variance. It is no neighbors, or there is someone beside me, but no one to the right of me. It is farmland behind me. It's not, you know, bothering anybody or anything. It's just needs approval, and I'm here in the gap for Mr. King since I brought the property.
Is Mr. King here?
No, he's okay. Not here. Gotcha. I did speak with him before. He wasn't aware that he had to be here since I brought the property, so I'm just standing in his absence.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Questions?
So it was Mr. King's property.
Yes.
You bought it from Mr. King, that sale all went through.
Correct.
And this was an issue before you purchased the property.
Yes. So before purchasing the property, they suggested I went back through with Warden Taylor because they were the attorney's office that had that went through the variance with the previous owners. And like I said, it all went well. And you know, just coming for the variance was what they told me I had to do, so.
Mr. King couldn't be here, but he was probably, when it got canceled, he was probably able to be here on the
correct,
six,
yes. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they let the settlement go through with a pending variance.
Yeah, then that was, you know, one of my main questions, because also the VA was a part of it, with me using my VA loan, so, you know, they handled it all on their side and, you know, said that they believed it was all well, and because there was a previous permit and all that for the garage, they said it was no issues, and the VA approved me to have the loan to continue, you know, with buying the house, so.
Is there well and septic on the property?
It is a well, yes.
And septic?
And septic, yep.
Okay. Where are they located, do you know?
You can't really see over here, but it's a red little fence. I mean, a red rooftop. It's on the opposite side over the garages. So right where her mom says, if you go a little bit to the left, all the way to the left, right there, right there.
Okay.
That would talk back there. And then the garage that they're seeking variance for is correct. It is on a concrete foundation. It's, you know, set in stone. Like I said, before I brought the property, walked through it, you know, there's no, you know, hazard, nothing, no concern or anything. It's, you know, strongly built. Like I said, concrete all throughout it. Don't see it being, you know, a problem in the future. I would hope not, you know, being a single woman, but I don't see, you know, any reason why it should be a problem.
Do you know when it was constructed?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And you've talked to your neighbors?
It's only one beside me. It's an abandoned home. I haven't seen them. And, you know, Sunday mornings when I go out for church, I see, you know, the guys that hunt in the back. But, you know, they're way back there. I haven't had a chance. It's just me out there. I haven't seen anyone yet the last 2 months I've been there.
Okay. Not much down that road yet.
No. Still country.
Yeah, apparently in the summertime, I guess I'll smell Allen's or whatever, but I'm from Sussex County, so I think it'll smell good to me.
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, just kind of looking at the application, it looked like Mr. King bought it in February of 24.
24, yes.
And that the survey revealed the encroachment. And your testimony was that there was an existing variance on the property?
Correct. That's what I was told, that there was an existence variance on the property.
Ms. Lepore, do we have record of any variance for this?
No,
property?
I checked today. I was checking for just permits, but I didn't see anything for a variance, which would have come up in the Munis system if there was one.
Do we have anything that shows a building permit for that garage and when it was built?
I have the property card, and it does reference a metal garage. I don't have a date, but it's pretty old.
When was that? Does that property record have a date on it?
It doesn't. I'm looking on here for a date.
While she's looking at that, Mr. McCray, the garage that's there, does it appear to be an older structure or a newer structure?
I'm just a girl. It looks good to me, you know. I don't know. Okay. Like I said, those that were there before me, it was upkept well, you know. Like I said, I can, you know, it looks fine to me. I park both my trucks in there. I don't have any, you know, trouble or anything. I couldn't tell you.
And that driveway is, from looking at, the only access to the property, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned the septic is on the west side of the property?
Correct.
So that would be an area you would not be able to put a garage, even
correct,
if you wanted to.
Right.
All right. So is this the only area where something like that could be located?
Correct, yes.
And you use it for parking your trucks, you said?
Yes.
And storage of other outside items?
Yep.
Mr. Sharp,
yes.
I'm seeing that the lot was self-created in 79, and most of the building permits are from the 1990s. I can't determine which building permit is which, but they're all, I have 1990, 1992, 1999, 1999. And then there was just something for replacing windows in 2008.
That wasn't that long ago.
But we don't have any COs or anything on record for that, do we?
No, we don't, but it looks like it's older. I can pass it down to you if you want to take a quick look at it.
Yeah, if you want to pass this down. Looking at the aerial, is that farmland to the rear of the property?
Correct. And then there's me.
Yeah, I wonder if when it was put in, they thought it was further, the property went back further, because looking at that, the green there,
yeah,
is that kind of area that is not your property that is maintained typically that you know?
So this, the picture must be a little older. Actually, he has, he's brought it up a little bit more. he has it all the way. If you were to go now, he has it pretty much all the way up, and then there's a kind of like a, you know, pole to pole that tells me where it is in the future. You know, my intentions are to put a fence there, you know, so it separates, you know, me from them. Because like I said, the garage is on my property, but it's, you know,
it's
obviously
close to the property.
Yeah, right, it's not on that. Yeah. So, you know, my intentions in the future after my deployment is to put a fence up, you know, just to separate it, you know, so there is no issues.
All right. I have no further questions.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13031 for Mr. Michael King and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I would like to make a motion to approve case number 13031 for Michael King. For the requested variance, I believe they've met all the criteria for that variance. I do not believe it can be otherwise developed because it's sitting the way it is. I don't believe it's created by the applicant. That building was there when they purchased it, the original, even before now. I don't believe it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it's the minimum variance for the regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovinguth.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye, too. So in a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.